When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Damn, you got a fat ass. But enough about that big old butt of yours. This is comedian Mike Rainey from Porchfest 2024, and my homeboy Alan Aldridge was gracious enough to let me speak to you for a moment about my new Wicker crime novel. That's right, you heard me. New Wicker crime novel that is guaranteed to be the funniest, most fucked up thing you read all summer. The story revolves around two lovable losers named Fats and Tommy, whose lives revolve around getting fucked up, sucking fat tits, and the 2 months out of the year where they get to work at Halloween Adventure. Unfortunately, on their last day of work, they are erroneously accused of their boss's murder and have to spend the rest of the night running across town trying to fraudulently cash a check, which will give them the funds to get out of Delco or will put them in jail for the rest of their lives. This book has something for everybody. It has murder. It has stolen ATV chases. It has drug abuse. It has schizophrenic maniacs who live behind 7-Eleven smearing shit in the faces of crooked cops. It has obese Arby's managers getting their asses eaten at the end of a long shift. I promise you, if you are a degenerate like I am, you will love this book. That's Delco Dirtball, available now at onperks.com, which is onperks.com. Get ready for Porch Talk.
My fellow Americans, I want to take a moment to address some of the hateful shit you've been talking about me. Many of you have said I am suffering from brain worms or that I have applesauce for brains. Well, I won't mince words, so here it is. Fuck you. You're all a bunch of faggots. End of quote. Repeat the line. So enjoy President Cackles or President Booty Juice. I really don't give two fucks anymore. Biden out.
Welcome you to another episode of Porch Talk. I will be your host this evening. And alongside me, I have Big John.
What it do?
And the infamous Brother Cobb.
Dr. Phil is hiding something. Otherwise, why won't he use his first name or his last name? Or is it Gary Shedling?
Boom.
Rest in peace. Yeah.
R.I.P.
What is his name?
Gary Shandling.
No, Dr. Phil.
I mean, Dr. Phil.
Oh, it's Dr. Phil.
Is he going
Phil.
By first or last?
Philip something, right?
Gary Shandling says last name.
Huh? Okay, maybe.
Yeah.
Phillips, maybe. I don't know. His last name is Phillips.
Sure is a shame about Alan, though.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess we should address the elephant in the room or the elephant not in the room.
He's so in Scotland doing the running of the gingers.
I thought he got back on crack, man. You know, he's already sold a mic stand.
I mean, I know.
What's next?
I know. He's just going.
What is next?
But nah, he's, I think he's just working really hard trying to get this next Porch Fest going on.
Yeah.
Working hard on it now, so that's just where it goes anyway. But anyway, guys, what's been going on? Feels like it's been forever since we've been here.
Seems like it's been forever.
But it hasn't been that long.
Just last week, we did that thing.
That was 2 weeks ago.
Was that 2 weeks
ago? Yeah, it was 2 weeks ago.
Oh, shit.
Okay, yeah, it was 4th of July.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it was.
There we go. So what about the Olympics, guys? What about that?
I think it's been pretty cool, dude. I like it.
I couldn't be more happy with Gojira. They put on a damn hell of a fucking show.
Dude.
Gojira, they did the opening ceremony.
Yeah.
Way to go, France.
Yeah, dude.
Putting out your metal talent out there. That's awesome. If you haven't seen it, you need to go see it.
You need to watch that, dude.
It's an awesome performance.
All I saw was a bunch of transvestites.
Oh, that was something totally different.
That was something different.
satanic. That was
something totally different.
You sure you were
stuff.
At the website for and the people Olympics?
Like, I'm boycotting the Olympics, and like I guess I've been boycotting Olympics for 40 years because that shit is boring. And
dude,
whack.
Yeah. I like the Winter Olympics better. Yeah, I'm more of a fan.
I'm more of an what? X Games kind of guy.
Yeah, I'd be more X Games myself.
Yeah, X Games, way, games better.
Way better. Yeah,
way better.
Winters. The Olympics suck.
Snoop Dogg did carry the torch.
I thought that was a cool.
That was cool.
I mean,
big as the torch.
I mean, who else would you want to have something light something and hand it to? I mean,
that's yeah. But why, Frank? Why? Yeah.
Hey, I don't know why they kind of threw that in there. That kind of threw me off. But
Snoop Dogg.
I mean,
carry the torch.
They killed it with putting a metal show at the beginning, which, like I said.
You watch this?
Yes. As soon as I found out Gojira was going to do the opening, I was like, "Oh, I've got to see this!" And it was amazing.
Yeah,
they're on the side of the castle. It was cool. Anyway, if you haven't seen it, look it up. If you can find it, you got to scroll through 15 other people accommodating it, or whatever. But yeah. Commentarying it, whatever.
France. But did they really have a blackout yesterday? Was the power out?
I saw that online. That they did have a blackout,
possibly so. I don't know. They go during.
I'm sure they overloaded.
They
rocked
the house.
Man.
That's what it was.
Hell, I think they had a power outage in Atlanta when they had the Olympics there.
What devil worshiping acts were they doing there?
Hey, man, I don't know.
There's a lot of.
It's just a lot of power being used.
A lot of power, I guess.
There's a lot of things being said, but you know, let's just.
Well,
be there.
I was watching something that kind of debunked a lot of the conspiracy theory about them making fun of the Last Supper and shit.
So what ain't the Last Supper?
I know, but that's what
people
were
all saying. That's what it was
about it. And I'm like, why?
I don't know. I think it was all.
Like it.
But it also, if you looked at this Greek painting, I can't even remember the name of it.
Yeah, it was another feast.
The Feast of the Gods. Yeah. That's what they were actually reenacting.
Yeah, it didn't look any close to it either.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't even close.
But still, I don't know.
Much closer to the Last Supper, in my opinion.
I think everything's just blown out of proportion. People just be stupid.
That is what America is. We blow shit out of proportion. And then if somebody gets mad, we blow it up.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Or we cancel it.
Yeah.
Is that what we do now?
Hell yeah, man. It sucks to me anyway.
Yeah, that's what I said.
You'd be wanting America to win. What are they, in fifth place with medals right now?
Yeah.
Seeing Australia's winning.
Yeah. I didn't keep up with it after that.
They should be. They have to survive to just live, dude. Yeah.
I mean, just.
They have to be Olympic athletes just to survive.
Male gymnastics now.
Yeah. I mean, that's what they do, you know?
Yeah, I'm sure it's something completely important to somebody somewhere.
But anyway.
Pretty much my favorite event is curling. And they only do that in the winter.
Everybody likes curling because it's like, what in the hell is this?
I was like, yeah.
It's a drinking game that they turned into an Olympic event.
Let's make this slick as possible with these brooms. Brooms.
Let's do it. But anyway, shout out to France. And here we are in America. Can't even get Metallica to open up for the Super Bowl. Come on now.
Yeah.
They didn't bid on it, I reckon.
I don't know. I don't know how that gets determined, but, you know, that's...
I'm sure, you know, when they signed years ago, they didn't sign on for that.
Yeah, probably
did. So that's not in their devil contract.
Probably not.
Nice.
I'm sure they signed something in the 80s, and that's how they had, you know, the Black Album and all that shit when it came out. That was their
bread and butter.
That's
when they got out there, where it was. So what else we got going on? What's been happening?
Man, so much shit has been happening. I don't even know where to begin.
I was like, I missed all of it, apparently. I don't know.
Dude. I don't know.
Me and Webb went and saw Long Legs. Now Webb's joining the party.
Yeah. We did. That was a couple weeks
ago.
Seen it twice. Yeah, that was...
So what is your synopsis or whatever?
Amazing. I want to watch it three more times.
I don't even know what it's about. I've seen the preview come through and I get distracted.
It's like a true crime like kind of thing. It's kind of like Silence
of the
Lambs.
It's like 90s
and,
crime thrillers. Yeah, it's like 7-ish. Like Kiss the Girls, Long Came a Spider.
Just, yeah,
like know, that type. It's FBI. Okay. looking for the crazy serial killer. Yeah. Nick Cage is just the perfect. He is. Like, do your Nick Cage thing because this is the role for it, Nick. Yeah, he, don't dial it back. This is you now.
Yeah.
Be Nick Cage.
If you want to see Nicolas Cage cosplay as Marilyn Manson cosplaying as a woman, that's basically what he looked like. Just imagine that.
That's okay.
It's wild. Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
No, he said he got his idea. He's pasty, dude.
Yeah, he's very like
he stays in the basement. He's obsessed with rock music. I got that. There's like one part
to be a musician or whatever. I don't know.
There's one part that shows a mirror, and above it's a Lou Reed album. It's the most infamous Lou Reed album.
Okay.
Then there's some other rock posters and stuff behind him. He's got that weird part where he sings that song.
Oh, yeah.
But he got his little pasty idea from when he was growing up. His mom would freak them out by wearing a... what's that brand?
Mud mask. Like,
not a mud mask. Noxzema. Cream on her face. And be like, come here, boys! Stuff like that, I guess. And freaked him out when he was, probably 7, 6. Great.
Now that you say that, he does look like Marilyn Manson dressed up as a woman with Noxzema on. So.
Yeah. Okay. I don't see him as a woman.
He kind of looked womanish. He really did.
He kinda, got long hair.
Well, I don't know. He looked...
There's nothing to be said about that.
I mean...
He's like Matt Hardy to me.
You know, it's 2024. We never know. So, just where
it is. A woman.
Yeah. I mean, by definition, I don't know anymore.
That is not a question you can ask. You can't ask those kind of questions.
It is that.
I can.
No? All right.
Ask away, sir.
Yeah, ask them.
Where's the Google box?
A birthing person.
A birthing person.
Okay.
All right. I guess you're not wrong.
I'll give you that, yeah.
I guess you're not wrong.
Try to have a baby.
Hey, hold up, please, no.
To have a baby out there.
That suck.
I don't want to think about it.
I ain't counting jizz.
I push a couple of billions about, but they're a lot smaller.
Yeah, they're a lot smaller and smushy.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
I think John even told me it was salty once.
Yeah, it's probably salty, I'd imagine.
All right, Long Legs got Cuckoo coming up this week, I think.
Hopefully we have it in our area.
Yeah, hopefully it's at Columbus. When school start back?
I think it already has, dude.
Columbus.
Yeah.
They're wild.
Yeah, Columbus started in July.
Yeah.
Weird.
I saw.
Hope the air's working.
A couple of buses. Couldn't get out my driveway.
I don't understand why they're starting so early. They're talking about an augmented schedule or something. They're just pushing closer and closer to year-round school.
Yep.
And I don't see what the problem would be with it. Why do you get a 3-month break? That's setting you up to be disappointed when you get out in the workforce because you're never going to get a 3-month break again. If you do, you're not getting paid for it.
That's right. Yeah.
Or if you are getting paid for it, it's very minuscule as to what you were making working.
Well, if we are John or Alan, wherever you are, we don't get to see Cuckoo.
Out there in the gutter smoking crack.
Cuckoo, which... as a euphoria transvestite, and Webb was like, you're just going to have to get over your transphobia, Kyle.
Yeah.
I was like, dude, I'm cool. I didn't watch the first season of Euphoria. Oh. Which is balanced out with Sydney Sweeney boobies.
True.
Yeah. See, I keep seeing that on
it's good.
Yeah, it's good.
It is good. I liked it. I liked it a lot. It's good. Some damn good acting in it, I'll say that. But anyway.
If it's not here, if Cuckoo ain't here, we got Trap.
Yeah, Trap.
I got Trap. I think Trap's taking number one.
Is it M Night?
Yes, M Night.
Yeah.
I've heard a lot of people's like they don't go to the theater much, but they're waiting on Trap.
It's a pretty cool concept. Yeah. I have seen that preview.
Josh Hartnett, where you been?
Yeah, dude,
he just come out of nowhere.
And he's like,
hey,
I'm back.
He's like, I was in faculty, and now.
Now I'm back.
I have the same birthday as Brother Cobb.
No, watch out.
Look out.
Done man. Knots.
Yeah.
Don Knotts.
Did y'all see the video of the audio of R. Kelly singing in prison?
No, but I saw where 50 Cent released a whole bunch of shit today.
Come on, give me that 50. I love 50.
I mean, he released a whole bunch, like the video of Diddy doing something.
Ain't he got a documentary coming out?
Yeah, I think so. He's like the rap artist Leak. He's like the Edward Snowden of rap right now.
See, don't, he's baller.
He's like exposing everybody's shit. He's like, Puff Daddy's a bitch.
Yeah, he's like, he's got no cowardice about it. He's like, I don't give a shit. Come on, fight me. Meet me outside.
Yeah, I done shot.
Catch me outside.
Catch me outside, bitch. Yeah.
Did you see where her baby daddy was allegedly beating her?
Well,
there's videos of it. Allegedly, my ass.
Well, she's kind of stupid.
Should have called.
Yeah, there's no excuse for hitting on a woman, though. I ain't never been part of that, man.
Yeah, that's.
Even though I don't know what one is, I never
can't, about that can't decipher those these days.
Yeah,
but you
can't ask those questions. You
never know.
Either.
Yeah, you never know. You just have to punch and find out.
Punch and hope. Shit, that lady had a beard.
Woman beater.
Going back to the Olympics.
yeah,
you said back, shit, yeah. That lady had a beard.
Yeah, that's true.
yeah, you're right. You're right.
It was to hide the Adam's apple.
Yeah. That works.
Yeah. I mean, when you got to define Adam's apple, you got to do something to cover it up.
I watched somewhere where they were having to define an Adam's apple.
You actually had to define one?
Yeah. How dare it be called Adam?
It's like, well, it wasn't even Adam's apple.
Yeah. Wasn't that the apple that Eve ate?
It wasn't Eve's either.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Man, I was wondering, you know, you were saying they were in fifth right now, right? Going back to the Olympics, actually.
Yeah.
So, what do you actually get? If your country, like if the USA wins the Olympics, what does
it
fucking
do? You get home field advantage in World War III.
Oh, cool.
Which I don't think I won't.
Yeah, I'm not sure that would be too cool, man. Let's not win. Yeah, anyway.
We don't have to get on a plane or nothing. We just,
I don't,
right outside.
We play away.
It was supposed to be, like, I don't know what it does. I know that, like, the cities it goes to, the people fucking hate it.
For real?
Yeah.
That brings them a lot of money.
Not as much as you would think, from what I understand. Because, you're not going to mom and pop. You're going to chain stores when you're out in the wild, man. Or I do. That way I know what I'm getting.
It's like, I don't know. I mean, sometimes you miss out.
Yeah, maybe so. I do. Yeah.
I've stumbled in some places like, and probably the best damn places I've ever been to. You know, then probably some of the worst too, but you know.
I will say I did find a pretty cool place in Missouri that had great barbecue. You wouldn't think that Missouri would have that great barbecue. Okay. Yeah, but they do.
They have.
It's right on the Arkansas line though.
Oh, okay. So they were borderline.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of in that weird spot. It was like right there on the Illinois border and Arkansas. You know.
Okay. What you counting down over here?
Yeah, what you looking at?
See how many of, I got Billboard Top 100. I'm seeing how many of these songs Eminem's got in it.
Oh, well, hell, they
dude,
brought back
fallen,
fucking...
That Fallen song he did? Or Fall or whatever the fuck it is. Yeah. I like that song.
That whole album is pretty damn good. You know, and they also come up with a D12 album. Another D12 album.
What?
Yes.
I didn't even know.
Yes, I know. I was like, you got to be kidding me. He's just dropping shit left and right.
If it ain't his own albums, he's at least featured on 16 of them. Yeah.
Jesus, man. He's like burning it up.
Hell yeah. Just come back.
Billboard's always loved Eminem.
Yeah, I mean... Death to Slim Shady.
The real Slim Shady was on the Billboard Top 100 for fucking
ever.
20
who
years.
The hell is hey, John. Yeah, who the hell is Shaboozy?
Mm-mm. I think I've listened to it.
That's number one, a bar song, Tipsy. Tipsy.
I don't know nothing about that, man. I'm not real big on the popular rap.
Everybody in the club getting tipsy?
No, a bar song. You got that Post Malone Morgan Wallen song's number two, which I wouldn't have thought.
Okay.
That's weird.
I had some hell getting the ball off my shit.
Oh, have you heard the well?
Yeah,
you know, they actually have a American Psycho comic strip coming or whatever?
I have seen that, yeah.
Okay, well, you know they got a soundtrack and everything for it. Pussifer's made a song for it. It's pretty good. But anyway, Ice Nine Kills and Real Big Fish. Yeah.
Real Big Fish.
They do Walking on Sunshine.
Oh, man, that's fucking great.
It is. It's fucking amazing. They got the brass in there, and it's just, yeah, it's... Look that up. That's a feel good song from way back in the day.
What did Real Big Fish sing on Basketball?
Oh God.
I think the name of that song was Beer.
Maybe.
No, they did a cover.
They did a cover?
Yeah, they did a cover.
Nah.
I'm gonna find it.
Give me lying to you, man.
Was it Karma Chameleon?
No.
That would be cool though.
Yeah.
Think about if somebody covered that, like metal. Come on,
I think I've heard a metal version of Pony by Genuine.
That would be hilarious.
Yeah. It is Beer.
Is it Beer?
Told you, man.
All right.
I know my shit.
1, 2, 3, 4. She called me like that. I thought it was a remake.
Well, it kind of sounds like it would be a cover. But
Take On Me is what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Okay. Aha. Just for the people that don't know.
Take on me.
Yeah.
Take on me.
I always wanted to be in that music video where you walk into the
drawing. Yeah, that's fucking wild. That's always my memory of MTV.
Yeah.
That is the video I think I saw every single night.
Didn't matter what.
No.
Like, what type of music was being played? That one was always
that
on there.
That was coming up right before Beavis and Butthead.
Yep. I always had to have that. I didn't have MTV growing up. I had to go to other people's houses to
watch me too, that, man. So. It was special that way.
Right. Reform Cable kept getting it and then dropping MTV. They would get it for a while and somebody would bitch about it and then they would drop it.
We had VH1, which is like MTV's like
redheaded
stepchild brother.
And then y'all got Fuse. I remember when Lamar like County Fuse. Had Fuse.
Fuse was good. Yeah, Fuse was a...
That's back when people still had cable and shit. Satellite.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Any fans of the movie Major League?
Major League?
With Charlie Sheen?
Watch out, yeah.
Well, the Phillies, they went out and they traded for a closer in Southern California and got Carlos Estevez, a.k.a. Charlie Sheen.
Yeah. Go for it.
I mean, life imitating art.
I mean, why not?
Why not, man?
Yeah.
Look at Carlos Estevez.
Wild thing. That's the one.
That is wild.
Yeah.
You know, he doesn't get to act anymore because he's got the AIDS.
I mean, taking an insurance risk on hiring that guy.
I mean, hookers and blow, that'll do it.
Yeah. Is it because he's got AIDS? I mean, Magic Johnson or whatever, AIDS, HIV.
Hey, he beat it, though. Yeah, he gets
the ball out.
He's had it for how long? I mean.
Yeah, he beat it. You don't get to live if it gets you.
It gave him extra years.
He just had HIV.
He won up.
Yeah. So, I wonder if Charlie Sheen's got HIV or full-blown AIDS.
I guess Tiger Blood's got AIDS in it.
In all honesty, that's probably where he got it from.
Okay.
Shooting up with tigers.
Yeah.
Sharing needles.
Sharing needles with Joe Exotic.
That's
I wouldn't share a needle with that guy. I wouldn't share needles. It's not recommended. Don't shoot up. No. Unless you have to. Diabetes.
I keep all my needles by myself. Yeah.
Man, I haven't.
Okay, dead air.
Yeah.
We all like
speaking
forgot.
Of baseball movie. I think about.
I've at least got a reason to fucking space out.
Like, I don't know over here.
I almost had a Biden, dude. I was like, nah. You know what we need to do is
wake up.
We beat Medicare.
Yeah,
we beat it. Just like John and I beat anorexia.
Yeah, beat it every day.
We got the move over, Lindsay. We got real sports coming up. College football.
What?
Let's go. So I'm thinking around Labor Day ish. That episode, putting together our top 5 football movies. Everybody should do that.
Football movie.
That would make Well, as long as Alan comes back from his crack binge,
yeah,
that would make
He'll
20.
Be back.
Right now we got 15.
Yeah, right now we got
is 15. There 15 baseball movies?
I mean, it's football. Oh, I'm talking about each of us. Top five. Your top five.
Okay.
His top five.
Okay.
My top five. Redhead's top five.
I think you've got probably two or three that are probably.
I thought about top
ten. Too.
I'm like, there's not that many good football movies if you think
about
it.
There's really not.
There's only like one really, really, really good one that I really like. But you know, I can think of five very easily.
Varsity Blues would probably be my favorite.
Yep. That was,
have you? When's the last time you watched?
It's probably sucked.
It probably didn't age well at all.
It is 90s.
Sucks. Yeah. That's.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It is. It's good because yeah. it's your high school football movie,
exactly.
But it's like kind of cheesy. I mean, like,
oh, I'm sure it is with the
what's his name, Billy Bob.
Yeah.
It's just corny as all get out. Yeah. It's like I got a pig named Bacon. I'm ooh.
Yeah.
It'd be all right. Is there any? What's that, it? The dad when he hits him in the face with the football is like, what's that?
Can you remember?
The slow motion.
Remember it that much?
Yeah, I don't remember that much.
Chicken and nut, whatever.
Just remember the teacher at the strip club. That was.
Yeah,
nipples
was
as well.
Fucking nice.
Yeah.
Nipples 800 miles long.
She had them missile nips.
She could hit you in the face with them when she walked by.
John Voight. Let's go.
John Voight.
Yeah, that's the coach.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's right. He was.
Fucking killer, dude.
Angelina Jolie's daddy.
Yep. I was thinking of, like, Remember the Titans, though. That's probably one of my favorites.
Yeah, you know, dude. Maybe. Why are you spoiling stuff over there?
Sorry.
Hush, hush. Now.
I don't know. That's just we'll have plenty.
So. Yeah. Replacements.
Plenty. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. The Longest Yard.
Any Given
Little
Sunday?
Giants.
Oh, fucking Little Giants. Greatest goddamn football movie ever.
The Flea Flicker.
Annexation of Puerto Rico is what it's called.
Oh, well.
Hey, you remember a lot over there. You must have just sat around and watched this movie recently. That was deep.
I just always remember that part, man.
Oh, okay. Okay.
The Annexation of Puerto Rico.
He's got it on VHS.
The bus broke down, and John Madden came out there and went over it with that little nerdy kid that was like offense coordinator. Icebox.
Wasn't she Xena?
No, that's Cena's around the same time. That was a little kid,
time
and Xena was grown
exist.
At the same time.
Time is parallel.
It was the 90s, dude. Like, damn, she went through some hell of puberty.
Yeah,
shot up, grown ass woman now.
Grown ass woman.
Had three kids.
Just a teenager a week ago.
She went straight to 36. Yes.
Skipped all the bullshit.
Yeah. It's like, fuck the bullshit. I'm going to be grown.
Like, who needs her 20s?
There's a lot more good baseball movies.
Yeah.
That'd probably come in October.
Yeah.
A little before the scariness.
We'll have to be around baseball season. Come on.
October is when playoffs and World Series get cooking.
Yeah.
I mean, we can't just
But we got horror.
We got horror movies for around Halloween.
Yeah, true.
We got plenty of time, dude.
That, but it'll be right on top of you.
Uh huh.
Yeah, it'll be on top of you.
What's that? Porch Fest. Yeah. 2025.
It's tomorrow, I think.
Yeah, it's yesterday. It just happened. He's actually planning for it right now.
Yeah.
Not smoking crack.
Well, he might be doing that.
Might be doing that. I don't know.
But yeah. Just don't free base cocaine. Be
right. Yeah. Well, if you do, just make sure you only do a little bit on your birthday.
Just a little bit on your birthday. Yeah.
Don't hit Sally.
You got to smack Sally around a little bit.
So I kind of watched a dude get knocked out this weekend, guys.
In real life?
Yeah, in real life.
Fun.
He was.
Tell us about it.
He's kind of talking trash to this guy at the bar.
Hey, yard boy, will you bring me that ghost, my bad? Keep going.
He was kind of talking trash to this little kid, and this little kid got mad and hit him in the face. Knocked his ass out. It was funny.
Damn.
Yeah, he was out for like about 5 minutes.
Yeah, got his goose cooked. Is that what they say?
Yeah.
Got his clock knocked.
And people are like, how do you go to the bar? I'm like, because I get to watch shit like that and remember.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I miss going to the bar.
Why don't you go, man?
I don't.
You know where they are. Zachary's
a lot of people don't really know it. I have like social anxiety.
Yeah, I didn't know this.
Yeah, I do. So
known this guy for 25 years. Yeah. It's been like 25 years.
Mm, at least.
Yeah, at least.
Yeah, at least 25 years. And yeah,
Porch Fest, let's go.
But I'm cool if I got somebody to go with me by myself. Not my thing.
Oh man, I'm always around. I might be.
No, oh, I know.
I might be somewhere else.
Yeah, do you? Would you like? Oh, all right, I'm going in. Ugh, screw it.
I have done it before, yeah.
Then, like, get in there and be like, I want to go.
Yeah.
But, like, don't leave because, like, they're watching me. They know I'm tapping out.
No, not that. I don't give a shit at that point. I'm like, all right, I'm leaving.
That's what
happened. Yeah. Once I get to the point,
I don't care what people think about me. I'm like, am I going to be awkward the whole time I'm there or not?
No. Thanks for the.
That's just my thing. I don't know. I don't care.
Hey, all right.
Man.
Be all right, yard boy.
Yeah. He brought you the wrong beer. You know what happens?
The ghosters.
When you bring your daddy the wrong beer,
yeah.
You get it thrown back at you. Throw it back at him, Cobb.
That'd be all right. Hey, yard boy, when you get done with that, I got some more work for you. You ever watch Life?
Oh, hell yeah.
When they get old.
Yeah.
I was thinking more of like dodgeball, where it's like, yeah, you get down in there real deep, like.
Where
he's washing his truck, you know?
Oh, that's cool. Swedish Fish.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the best flavor.
It's the best flavor. I like the orange dreamsicle or whatever. Mm.
That's good, too.
Yeah, the Sour Patch Kids taste like a damn clown's asshole. That's horrible.
Gross.
Hey, news on your phones?
I don't have a phone.
Any news?
You don't have a phone at all?
Not with me.
You're just like 2024.
I'm done with it.
It's in my car.
It's overrated.
You got any notes?
Notes. No notes. Like I said, the only thing that really has happened is the...
I watched some pretty interesting YouTube videos. Really
Olympics. Like, we've been conditioned that 2024 is like...
Did
anybody die?
The shooter for Trump actually works for the FBI.
What? No. Be careful with that now.
I saw a video.
Allegedly.
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 Hearsay.
even though there was proof and documents and shit.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Yeah. So there's something. It was. I told you it was going to be a grassy knoll thing.
Mm. Inside going on. I mean, yeah.
I told y'all, man. I was prophesied that shit.
Dude, did you ever listen to any of the Drake,
I don't like
Kendrick
that.
Lamar beef stuff?
Mm-hmm. Anything that's got to do with Drake, I don't get involved in it.
He was apparently at a Limp Bizkit concert here recently.
Drake?
Yeah, apparently.
That's hilarious.
Hearsay.
Because those two guys you showed me, they review music. Lost in Vegas.
Oh, yeah, those guys.
I watched them cover it, which I like. I thought Drake won just because of the songs. He had the best song out of all of it, Family Matters. And they was like, Drake cooked him.
Obama thought so, too.
For real?
Yeah, Obama, he decided for Drake all day.
It's crazy. Yeah. Former presidents.
Yeah.
My fellow Americans.
Anytime, Drake
definitely won that big.
Oh, Drake all day.
Anytime I see Drake, I just see Degrassi.
Yeah, I think people decided with Kendrick because of that. Oh, it's the rapper that grew up in Compton versus the rapper that was in Degrassi, the Nickelodeon type show for Canada.
Yeah.
But I'm over here and I'm like, I stepped aside and I'm like, this song goes hard. The beat is hard. And he had some bars in it. Have you ever looked at all them Lost in Vegas videos?
There's a lot.
I scroll back 10 minutes.
Yeah. Damn. Dude. Yeah, there's a lot. They do like two or three a week.
They did Lil Dicky's freestyles.
Yeah.
Do you ever seen those?
I haven't seen them. I haven't gone back that far.
You've never seen the one where he's in England?
I've been watching them for a long time, but
I haven't seen the one where he's in England. Bing bop. Bop boom.
I just saw where they're making
it. Hopping out with me.
Adam Sandler may be doing a Little Nicky 2.
Oh.
Oh, man. I didn't want him to do Little Nicky 1.
Oh, you don't like Little Nicky?
That was a good soundtrack we didn't have on the thing.
Didn't have it on there.
Didn't. That was a damn good soundtrack.
Yeah, it was. You don't like Little Nicky, dude?
No.
Why?
Because it's stupid.
All Adam Sandler's movies are stupid.
We got vice versa roles now. I think Little Nicky is like... Woo! Top, like bottom five of him.
I'd probably do that. Probably say that too. As far as
I mean, when he goes Super Saiyan Adam Sandler with the and he's bad emo.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Y'all are focused on the wrong thing. I focus on the gelato and the butterflies.
Yeah.
They would have to be a sidekick.
Yeah. Oh, not gelato. That's weed.
gelato.
Gelato is ice cream.
Oh, yeah. Delicious, creamy ice cream. That's what gelato is.
Yeah.
Popeye's chicken is the shiznit.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure something like that's funny. Out of 45 minutes of stupidness.
Whatever.
Well, I mean, you gotta put up that bullshit every Adam Sandler movie.
That and You Can Do It!
You can do it!
You know, Rob Schneider's gonna definitely put in his cameo every time.
He's gonna pop his head in every movie.
If I'm at his age, I'm like, dude, just stick with dramas now. Just stick with the dramas. Unless you want to go on a vacation with your boys, make a Netflix comedy.
I don't know, Grown Ups was pretty fucking good.
Grown Ups was good.
Yeah.
I want her milk.
I want her milk too.
Yeah, buddy.
Selma Hayek. I seen a video of her the other day. I was like, at 56. I'm like,
still smoking hot.
She hotter than some 20-year-olds.
Talking about bathing in adrenochrome.
Yeah, hell yeah.
She just breaking open babies.
She is drinking the blood.
Yeah. Good old Selma. There's some flowers for her. About that.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot about that. Give them my flowers. Go ahead. Let's give them flowers, man.
Give them flowers. Is that the Selma Hayek?
You need to get some flowers.
Oh. Okay.
You need to get some flowers so we can present them like the homecoming.
Oh, some actual
Selma Hayek. You get flowers, your flowers. Man. Good looking out, man.
Yeah.
Selma Hayek, come on up here.
Come on.
She needs to.
Come on.
Let's look at her.
I don't think she's married anymore.
Even better.
You don't think?
I don't think so, man. I think she's just a hot old lady.
Hey, that's one of the, top MILFs right there.
Jennifer Aniston, dude. Yeah, she's still fucking
We Google Selma, and she's the third.
Really?
Third? Really, Google?
What about
Gomez first.
Ah.
Quintanilla. Who is Selma Quintanilla?
Mm-hmm.
American singer. All right, let's dive in. 57. 57.
Wait,
is American. She's a Mexican American French actress, producer, and director known for.
How she got three?
I don't know. Maybe it's a three-way. Everybody get a little skeet action up in that one.
There you go. You gotta wait.
She got a spouse, Francois Pounault. She's 5'2". That's about all I got there. We got some Wikipedia. You can't trust that.
Yeah, I don't say you can't trust that. No.
Yeah,
we can. Only thing you trust really is
I go up in Wikipedia and be like, Selma Hayek is a white nationalist. Yeah, MAGA supporter. Yes. Yeah, from Kennedy, Alabama.
Yeah.
Works at the Kennedy Express. She's a cook.
She's the postmaster.
As long as she makes that breakfast, man.
Yeah, buddy. Whatever. You
know, postmaster lady's about to retire, so come on. Let me get some of them stamps.
Yeah. Is y'all's postmaster about to retire?
One of them.
Wouldn't be a bad gig.
Yeah.
What are you thinking?
You do it up.
Coming to Kennedy. Let me buy some of your books of stamps.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Like,
what kind of stamps you guys want?
Yeah,
I'll be asking for them, dude. Everybody just accepts. Let me get some stamps.
Let me get some of them
Rosa Parks. Get some of them
flowers.
So you go in there and pick your stamps?
Yeah, I
got all of them up. Like, hey, well, get
what we got this month?
They don't want
that's some old school shit right there.
Those forever stamps.
Yeah, I'm old school. I'm still buying stamps.
Yeah, I hadn't bought a stamp. Couldn't tell you that anymore.
Some bitch is about $13.
Good Lord.
Really?
It'd been
about 13 of them.
Yeah, I knew they were like a dollar a piece now or some shit.
I'm thinking last time I bought stamps, they were like 50 cents.
I remember when they were 32 cents. That's the last time I had
stamps. 50 cents still buys stamps?
No.
No.
I knew it wouldn't.
I mean, damn.
I don't think the post office goes up with inflation too bad.
I mean, they're shipping's fucking high. I mean, I don't buy stamps, but I buy I do shipping labels
like
and stuff. And
yeah, stuff.
Yeah,
yeah,
stuff. Not cheap. But anyway, so. But got a little tangent there. But what else we got going on, guys? Anything worth a damn?
How long has it been?
Probably 45 minutes.
You're right. Ain't much been going on. The Democratic president dropped seeking re-election. The vice president just bullied her way in there. She's running for it. Any Kamala fans out there?
I'm sure there are.
Karma.
I'm
Kamala.
Kamala.
No, Kamala.
Kamala.
I think it's Kamala.
I don't know.
Chlamydia? What?
Hey.
I don't care. We're going to have to learn it, though. We're going to have to know it.
Yeah. I mean, Simpson's already said it.
He's already predicted that shit.
For real. I don't think it's going to happen, bro.
2015, I think.
Don't think it's going to happen.
It was either 15 or 17. I can't remember when they did their predictions for 2024.
Yeah.
Yard boy, can you say how long it's been we've been on here?
Yeah. Got them 12 feet.
Look at it.
12 feet.
Ain't no gun, yeah, my.
Man, you better come out with some action.
Yeah. Ain't no fences here, boss.
No, sir. No, sir.
That there the gun line.
Man.
Tell them about that gun line, boss.
We ain't even get it. Ain't nothing been going on, man. Nothing's up.
I'll be the pappy to that baby.
I'll be the pappy to that baby.
I mean,
I'm just seeing if anything's happened.
I mean, Hawk 2 hadn't done nothing special. So
no, dude, she got fucking. She
got booed off stage.
She got booed off stage for Jelly Roll.
Yeah, it's all.
She
that.
Got booed off stage.
Yeah, yeah, dude. Yeah. Her time is done.
Oh, she got that Two-Face treatment.
Yeah, dude, they love her and now they hate
either,
her.
Either you live long enough to become the villain or you die the hero.
That's right.
Yeah. Hawk 2 has died long. She lived long enough to be the villain, huh?
Yeah. She didn't even make
it
that far.
You gotta take a bow and fall back into the shadows.
Yeah. And then come up with something else.
I mean, you
gotta have something new.
You can only spit on so many dicks before
it's you can only ride that one horse for so long.
You're riding something, but, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, something. Which I don't know. She sound I mean, I'm not going to talk down upon the lady, but she don't sound like she's very bright, dude. Hey. I think she
ain't got to be bright. It's got to be fun and kind of cute.
I think she done. I think they, you know, I saw her. She was going to have her own fucking reality show and shit. Yeah.
That might still happen.
What is it
going to
be about?
This shit going to be on Tubi.
Yeah, well, yeah.
On Tubi.
Right next to all the apocalypse movies.
They're throwing it straight on the free.
Have you seen
shit.
How many apocalypse movies are on Tubi?
Like, everything on Tubi, dude.
About as many.
Everything.
As many shark movies.
God, there's so many shark movies. Shark tornadoes. Yeah. Well, they've had that. Now there's shark hurricanes.
They even have the shark penis. Anyway.
I did watch The Meg 2. It was actually pretty good.
Well, okay. Hardly wasn't much action.
No, it's more crazy shit. Like, wild.
I heard there were mixed emotions about it one way or the other, but anyway,
I'm looking forward to Twisters.
Twisters?
Yeah, I seen it.
Yeah,
watched bootleg. Yeah, it was bullshit. Good. Yeah.
That wasn't bootleg. It was bootleg.
It was bootleg. Let's be honest.
I don't know how I found that. But
I didn't know I couldn't do that.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Yeah. It was.
I was
on,
looking for porn.
It was on YouTube.
Twist her.
Yeah. Twist her.
Twist
what he was looking
twist his
for.
Dick.
Yeah.
All right,
let's shut it down, boys. Until
next
time. We're going to
call it through.
Later.
Next time.
Maybe we guys
out. Maybe
I'll be back.
Maybe he won't be
hopefully
smoking
so.
Crack.
I don't know.
Be a little
maybe,
bit close to college
bring
football.
Bring us some. I don't know.
Send it out. Send it out, John.
Yeah. Later, dude.
Send it out, Webb.
Yep.
Send it out, cop. See you later. Now, catch you later, like the dudes in the Days Confused, old corny ass.
Yeah. I'm staying the same age. Or what does he say?
He stays the same. He gets older and they stay the same age. A little pedophilia action is what he's talking.
That's what he was talking about. Yeah.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.